Andre and Chepotikin, wearing hats and warm coats, come in quietly.
I didn't have time to get married. Life flew by like a flash of lightning. And I was passionately in love with your mother, who was already married.
There is no reason to get married. None. It's a bore.
That may be, but then there's loneliness. Philosophize if you like, but loneliness is a terrible thing, my dear. Of course, it doesn't matter.
Let's go quickly.
Why? What's the rush? We got plenty of time.
I'm afraid my wife will stop us.
Oh.
I'm not going to play tonight. I'll just watch. I don't feel very well. What can be done, Doctor, for shortness of breath?
Don't ask me, my dear. I don't remember. I don't know.
Let's go to the kitchen.
Andre and Chepotikin exit. The doorbell rings, then rings again. We hear sounds of voices and laughter coming from outside the house. Irina and Anfisa enter the sitting room at the same time from different doors.
Who is it?
The carnival entertainers.
The doorbell rings.
Nanny, dear, say no one is home. Make excuses for us.
Anfisa goes out. Irina, edgy, walks around the room. Salioni enters, looks around, confused.
No one is here. Where are they?
They left.
Strange. You're alone?
Yes. Goodbye.
Salioni follows Irina as she paces.
I behaved badly before, without restraint or discretion, but you aren't like the others. You're noble and pure. You see the truth. Only you can understand me. I love deeply, endlessly.
Goodbye, go!
I can't live without you. Oh, my joy, my heaven on earth, my happiness. Exquisite, glorious, bewitching eyes such as I have never seen before.
Stop, Vasily Vasilyevich.
For the first time, I am talking of my love to you, and I feel like I'm not on this earth, but on another planet. But it doesn't matter. I can't make you like me, of course, but I won't stand for any victorious rival, no. I won't tolerate that. I swear by all that is holy, I will kill any rival. Oh, exquisite woman.
Natasha appears, crossing the room with a candle. She peers in at one door, then at another. She passes by the door that leads to her husband's room.
Andre's there. Let him read.
Natasha notices Solioni and Irina in the sitting room.
Forgive me, Captain. I didn't know you were here. I'm in my house coat.
I don't care. Farewell.
Solioni exits.
Oh, you're tired. Poor Irisha.
Natasha kisses Irina.
You should go to bed.
Is Bobik asleep?
He's asleep, but he's restless. By the way, dear, I wanted to tell you, but you're never around and I never have time. Bobik's nursery is cold and damp. Your room is just right for a baby, Irisha, dearest. Move in with Olya?
Where?
We hear Troika harness bells outside, announcing someone's arrival at the house.
You and Olga can be in her room, and your room will go to Bobik. He's such a darling. Today I said to him, Bobik, you're mine, all mine. And he stares at me with his funny little eyes.
The doorbell rings.
That must be Olya. She's very late.
The maid comes in and whispers to Natasha.
Protopopov? What a character. Protopopov is here. He asks me to go for a ride in his troika. How strange men are.
The doorbell rings.
That must be Olga.
Natasha exits. Her maid runs after. Irina sits lost in thought. Kuligin, Olga, and Vershinyan enter.
What's going on? Where's the party?
Strange. When I left half an hour ago, they were all here, waiting for the carnival entertainers.
All gone.
Has Masha gone? Where did she go? And why is Protopopov waiting outside in his troika? Who is he waiting for?
Don't quiz me. I'm tired.
Temper, temper.
The meeting has just ended. I'm so tired. Our headmistress is ill, and I'm taking her place. My head. Head aches. My head.
Olga sits.
Andre lost 200 rubles at cards yesterday. The whole town is talking about it.
Yes, that meeting tired me out, too.
Kuligin sits.
My wife took it into her head to scare me. She tried to poison herself. It's over now. I'm relieved. I can relax. So we've got to leave, I suppose. Well then, let me wish you all the best. Fyodor, walk somewhere with me. I can't go home. I can't. Come.
I'm tired. I'm not going anywhere. I'm tired.
Kuligin rises, kisses Irina's hand.
Irina, did my wife go home?
I suppose.
Good night. I have all day tomorrow and the next to rest. All the best. I did so want tea. I was counting on spending the evening in pleasant company. O fallacium hominum spem. Accusative used in the vocative. Oh, how hope deceives us.
Which means I'm on my own.
Colonel Vershinen, whistling, exits with Kuligin.
My headaches, my poor head. Andre lost. The whole town talking. I'll go lie down.
Olga stands to go.
Tomorrow, free. Oh, Evan, how nice that will be. Free tomorrow, free the day after. My head, my poor head.
Olga goes out. Irina is alone on stage. We hear accordion music coming from the street.
Everybody gone. Nobody here.
Off stage, Bobek's nanny is singing a lullaby. Natasha, wearing a fur cap and a fancy winter coat, crosses upstage, her maid following.
I'll be home in half an hour, just going for a little ride.
Natasha and her maid exit, leaving Irina alone again.
To Moscow. To Moscow.